Picture this. You're sitting with your phone trying to find one more way to reach your audience. You know you need another way to get your content out there to those who need it, but in a way that draws them in. You can do this through podcasting. Now you know podcasting can work, but how do you start? You can always hire someone to do it for you, but what if you just don't have the financial ability to do so? Or simply just don't want to spend the money? What if I told you you can get all of the steps from an experienced podcast manager to help you do this yourself? I have created the Podcast Launch Companion to help do exactly this. This is not another course from someone who has not helped dozens of podcasters get started. This is the exact process I use with my launch clients, step by step, for you to do on your own at a fraction of the done-for-you launch price. If you are ready to get a podcast launched by summer, click the link in the show notes or visit allisonnitch.com/DIY. That's allisonnitch.com/DIY to learn more. Now on to the episode. If you've ever had hesitations, doubts, worries, wonders, or just that overthinking of starting a podcast, you're in for a treat because I invited one of my clients and friends, Rebecca Peterson with Rebecca Peterson Studio, onto the podcast to talk about her journey starting a podcast, aesthetically speaking, to go along with her business. She is a branding expert, and I mean that literally, designer, anything you can think of branding, and not just the pretty aesthetics. I'm talking all of the deep things. But she had some hesitation starting her podcast. And a year later, I have invited her on to share her journey, all of the ups and downs, and how it has been working for her business and what she feels about it now. So if you've ever thought about starting a podcast, but those doubts sink in, stay tuned because you're going to want to listen to this. Hey, I'm Allison, former elementary teacher turned online business owner, but more importantly, your podcasting best friend. On this show, we will explore the power of using your voice to engage your audience and increase your impact. After 20 years of struggling to find what I was truly meant to do, it was a podcast that changed my life. Someone out there needs to hear your message. So get ready to unlock the secrets and use your powerful message to connect with your audience like never before. Whether you are thinking of starting your own show, just getting started, or an experienced podcaster, there is something here for everyone. Let's master your message. I am so excited about today's episode because not only do I have the one and only Rebecca Peterson, but she is a friend and one of my clients. And I have her on because I want her to just tell her story about starting her podcast, aesthetically speaking. And we'll get into all of that here in a second. But welcome, Rebecca. I'm so excited you're here. I just want you to tell a little bit about what it is that you do, like what service you provide. I will save the genius part for later, but she is a branding genius and I've told her this many times. But yeah, just explain what it is you do and then we'll get into everything about your podcast.
Awesome. Yeah. So my name is Rebecca and I'm a brand strategist and a designer and I live in Texas, same as Allison. So one of these days we're going to actually meet in person. And I started out in my business. I did like graphic design and that was kind of my background. And I did websites and then that kind of turned into branding. And that's really where I have found my sweet spot. So I work primarily with coaches and consultants and I do personal brands so that my clients can sign more clients and have more of a cohesive, refined brand online.
She's not just that, but she goes beyond just the beauty and the aesthetics. Like she is, not kidding y'all. She is a genius. You have to listen to her podcast, follow her. You will see. She just goes beyond. So you are absolutely amazing. So let's get to your podcast. Let's talk about, first of all, I want to know.
Yeah.
Well, her podcast is aesthetically speaking, but we're going to talk about how it became aesthetically speaking.
Yes. How it came to be.
That was a journey, but it was fun. And it was so, it just was very fitting for you.
Mm-hmm.
But what made you want to start the podcast? And how long had you considered doing it before we found each other?
Yeah. So I had this kind of idea in the back of my head that I wanted to do a podcast. I think what I actually wrote was I want to do long form content. And one of the reasons for that is I just feel like Instagram which is where I had primarily been marketing and where I still market my business right now, rewards like short, snippy content, which is great. And I like doing that sometimes, but I often felt frustrated that like, oh, there's so much nuance that I want to provide that I just cannot capture in a 90-second video or a 10 carousel slide. And I also felt like I wanted to really position myself as an authority in the branding space. So like Allison said, I didn't want to just be a designer, right? Like I didn't want to just be a freelancer. I really wanted to be an expert and like a consultant, right? So that people would come to me and be like, tell me what to do for my brand. Tell me how to make it work. And I felt like, okay, if there was a place where I could really dive deep and share my thoughts and explain some of these like nuances and the process that I have, I think that would really help me sign clients. So in 2022, I think I originally said, I'm going to do some kind of long form content. And podcast was at the top of my list. I kind of toyed with the idea of doing YouTube, but just being completely honest, I was like, if I have to look good and sound good at the same time, I just don't know that I have the capacity for that. Like I need something that I could do any time of day or night, you know.
No one knows if you're in your pajamas.
Yes. Yes. And I really thought that I would set up like a professional recording studio. And I just laugh because I record so many episodes in my bed. But it really was like the perfect form for me. Mm-hmm. And what I've found is I really like writing and that helps me kind of figure out what my ideas are. And then I also really like recording and talking things through. And I feel like all of my messaging and my content has gotten better over the year that I've been doing the podcast. Yeah. So I jumped around a little bit, but 2022, I had this idea. 2023, I was like, okay, I know I want to do it. And I also have like the income to do it. And I'm going to share numbers. I hope that's okay. I like it when other people do. Yeah. And so I'll just be open about it. So I think I made six figures in 2022, but it was like, I didn't profit that much. I didn't have a lot to show for it. 2023, I was on track to make significantly more than that. And so investing in a podcast made sense for me. Mm-hmm. And I also, something that you should know about me is I typically charge high ticket prices and I work with a smaller number of clients. And that's just the business model that I have chosen. Doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to do that to make money. So I was like, okay, if I spend, you know, so many thousands of dollars on marketing a podcast, but I sign at least a client or two from that, then that is a good investment for me.
Right.
So I was like, hey, this is the year I'm going to do it. It was on my list forever. And it was in May that I finally reached out. I think I posted on a Facebook group that I was looking for a podcast manager. I honestly didn't even know what I was looking for. I was just like, I want somebody to help me do this.
Right.
Because that was the other thing is I knew at this point that like, I didn't want to do it myself. Mm-hmm. And I am the kind of person where like when I do something, especially in my business, like I want it done the right way and I want the whole enchilada.
Yeah.
So some people are like, I'm going to start a podcast and they sit down and they record a voice memo on their iPhone and like, it's great. Mm-hmm. And I'm so jealous of those people in some ways because I think they, you know, they get started on things while I'm over here like twiddling my thumbs, agonizing over it. But I really value doing things like having world-class podcast production and having blogs that go with my podcast and having the social media graphics. And so I was really looking for like the full. Mm-hmm. So somehow I got connected with Allison and I knew right away that I wanted to work with her because she provided everything, which was important to me. So it wasn't just like, oh yeah, I'll edit your episode and then you have to figure it out. I was like, I want to just press record, send you the file and not have to worry about it.
Right. And that's what you did.
Yes, which is amazing. And I also wanted somebody who had great editing and great sound because, like I said, I like things to be done right. Mm-hmm. I really like to listen to podcasts that are well edited. I didn't need like tons of background music or anything like that.
Right.
But I wanted it to be professional. So that was where I was like, okay, let's do this. Let's work together. And in May of 2023 is when we launched the podcast. And one other thing that I just wanted to mention is I was really hung up on how I wanted to structure my podcast. And we can probably talk more about this later, but I eventually decided that I wanted a co-host.
Right.
And that was because my favorite podcasts to listen to have two people. So I didn't want to be doing interviews all the time. I don't typically love listening to podcasts that are just guest interviews, but I think I also was a little bit insecure, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have a co-host.
It's easier.
And yeah, like it's not all me. It's not just the Rebecca show. So I really agonized over like, what kind of, you know, how should I do this podcast? And I had a podcast that I loved that my sister recommended called Baby Name Envy. I have to give them a shout out because they were terribly influential in why I have done things the way I did. So they're two sisters, and one of them is a branding expert turned baby name consultant.
That's so funny.
And she's just a genius, and they just talk about baby names, and it's super casual and fun. And I was like, I think that's what I want. I want a co-host who can make me feel comfortable and also kind of bring out some of these, you know, ideas that I have and ask questions. So I reached out to my sister, Abby, who does not have a business. She's not really on social media at all. She's a lawyer, but she's super creative and super smart and well-spoken. And I was like, I remember I sent her a Marco Polo and I was like, will you be my podcast co-host? And I was like, you have to think about it, because if you're going to do this, like, we're going to do it. We're going to have a time to record every week. We're going to outline our episodes. Like, again, I am not a super like, oh, let's just see how it goes kind of thing. I was like, we're going to do this and we're going to do it right. And she got back to me and she was like, I will be your podcast host. So we started the podcast together, and I'm coming up on 1 year, almost of podcasting. And I am not kidding when I say that it has been my favorite form of marketing for my business. And it has also been the easiest because I have Allison helping me do it. And so many people I know have started podcasts and have either released one episode and then nothing, or they release five episodes and then they stop, or they'll even release a few episodes, but it's like maybe every other month.
I was going to say very inconsistent.
Very inconsistent. And I have been so consistent with my podcast. The only week that we didn't release an episode was Thanksgiving. And that is all due to having Allison to keep me going. Truly. It makes such a difference. So that's kind of how it came to be and where it is.
And now we have an amazing podcast out there.
Yes.
Yeah. When you first came to me and you told me the idea about you and your sister, I was like, oh my gosh, because I had never heard of that podcast before. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I think it did provide y'all a lot of comfort because you had each other to go back, basically having a conversation.
Yes.
And it was incredibly funny. Not all of the funny parts made it on the episode, but I enjoyed listening.
Oh my gosh. So many times we'll be saying something and I'll be like, I hope you enjoyed that, Allison.
Or all of a sudden I realize they're just talking about their family. And I'm like, I don't think they want this. But I just love the idea of how that's what you had to do to get started. And I thought, you know what? If that's amazing. And you still directed it towards branding, but y'all did a little twist on it. And I love it. So your podcast is Aesthetically Speaking. Love the name. And it fits you so much now. But tell me what all got started. Because you guys, you have to go listen to her podcast and go back to episode one. Because
you have to listen to episode one.
Rebranding before they even started.
So originally, it was actually Abby that came up with the name for the podcast. She was like, I think you should call it Big Brand Energy. And that was before even I had talked to her about being a co-host. She was like, I have this idea for your podcast. I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to do the podcast. She's like, you are, and you're going to call it this. And I loved it. I worked with Allison, created the cover art, like designed it all myself, of course. And then we go to record. I don't think it was like we were sitting down officially to record the first episode, but one of the times that Abby and I were like getting together
right before,
yeah, we were like, this name is taken. And I'm usually pretty good at like researching and those kinds of things, but somehow it slipped through. And that name, not only was it taken, but it was like somebody had been doing a podcast with that name for a long time and had a lot of recognition there. So we were sitting there talking about it and we were like, let's just record. let's just record our first episode. And our first episode will be about rebranding our freaking podcast before we've even launched it. Like, of course,
and it this was happened so to perfect. Us.
And it actually ended up being a really great introduction to one of the things that we've done on the podcast, which is branding challenges. Mm-hmm. Basically where we pick a person and we talk about their personality and their career. And then I create a brand for them and present it on the podcast. And that was basically what we did in that first episode. So we talked through like we, oh my gosh, we brainstormed so many bad ideas. And we talked about some of these more abstract concepts, like, okay, if our brand was a restaurant, what kind of restaurant would it mm-hmm. be? Like, what's the vibe that we want this to have? And we're going through these names and I had kind of brainstormed, and it's cool because if you listen to it, I say like, okay, here's one that I kind of liked, aesthetically speaking. And you can like hear it.
You can hear it.
It's like, oh, I actually really like that. And like yeah. we played around some things that we came back to that anyway. And I love that that was like part of our journey. And I also just love that that happened because now aesthetically speaking is the podcast and it is the
And perfect I can't name. Imagine. I was actually going through my computer files the other day and I found the old one and I was like, oh, that's not them at all.
No, not
I at mean, all. Had you used it, it could have become you. But now it's just so funny that it was just yes. so organic and it's all, live in quotes.
Yes.
That y'all came up with it. And it's just so fun. It's just, it's you.
Yes.
It's, and it was perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. It was so fun. So that was, I've had a couple of pivots, I would say, on the podcasting journey. And the first one was just right at the beginning. It was like, okay, we got
episode number one.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of something I wanted to talk about too, because y'all started out with a really good schedule about things. Mm-hmm. And it just, mm-hmm. life happens and things happen and we can't always stay with things. But what I love that you did is you just kind of took it and you ran with it. Mm-hmm. And once I think you did that, I could hear mm-hmm. it in you and just the confidence in you talking. And not because Abby wasn't there those days. Yeah. It was just you felt more confident. You'd been doing it.
Yes.
What do you think it was that got you to that point? Was it just the constant doing it and practice? Because so many people don't want to start because they're afraid of mm-hmm. what is it going to be like? Or what if I start off bad? Well, everybody's going to start off bad. I will right. never want you to go back and listen to my episode one because
oh my gosh. Oh my God.
Like yours was just perfect for your episode one because it like set the tone for the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Like, do you think there was a time where it just kind of like shifted for you and you finally just felt like, okay, I've got this, I can do it? Because you did have to do quite a few solo episodes just because mm-hmm. of Abby's schedule and stuff. So,
yeah. It's so interesting because I felt like I had a pretty good handle on my messaging and my voice when I started the podcast. Especially because like that is what I do, mm-hmm. quote unquote. But as I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally found my voice by mm-hmm. doing the podcast. And like, I really did refine my message so much where at first it was like, I would kind of experiment with saying certain things about what I believed about branding or about what it could do for your business. And it was like, the more that I talked about it, the more confident I became mm-hmm. in those perspectives. And it would be like, oh yeah. That is one of my core beliefs, you know? And one of the things specifically that I talked about is like, I believe that brand development is a form of personal development.
Yes.
And that was kind of something that I had in the back of my head, but I don't know that I had ever said it explicitly or said it very consistently, but I said it a few times and I got some feedback that that was really resonating with my clients and potential clients. And I was like, yeah, I really, really believe that. And I want that to be part of my message. And so even in January, I did a little refresh of my website. And like, that's one of the headlines on my website.
Yes.
And that wouldn't have come about without the podcast. So at first, what kind of happened is, well, I should add this. When I first recorded the podcast, I was excited. I was confident. I felt like it was good. We sent the episodes to Allison. She made them sound amazing. We did the intro music, like all of the things. And the day that they were going live, I specifically remember I was at swim lessons with my kids and I messaged Allison and I was like, I think I'm going to throw up. Like, I just don't know if I can. I was literally about to message you and be like, you know what? Scrap the whole thing. Don't publish anything. I can't handle this. And I didn't realize that I had that insecurity about being heard and putting my voice out. I think it kind of felt pretentious to me to be like, I have a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, who do I think I am? You know, I don't know anything. I'm just a regular mom trying to grow a business. But like, I didn't even realize that those insecurities were there until it was like, time to publish this. And I was like, I don't know if I can do
this. I remember.
Yeah. It was a voice message. Talking me through it. Yeah. Like, everybody feels like, this way. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Because it sounded nothing like you. And then you're like, I'm going to throw up. Like, you're okay. It's fine. We all feel that way. It's like going on stage. Even these huge singers say they're going to throw up before their show.
Yes.
But you push through. And now look at it. You're 50-something episodes in.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, another one came out today. And
I feel like I'm really proud of every single episode. I don't go back and listen to every episode. Abby does. She's like, I have to. I just have to listen to every episode. I'm like, I'm not going to re-listen to it. But when I have, I am always impressed, not just like, oh, I sound so smart, but like, this is really a great representation of me.
Yes. When you're hearing it in a different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your voice, but
yeah,
in a different way of hearing your own voice.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people who are like, oh, I wish I could just go back and archive all of my old podcasts because they don't sound professional. I don't know what I'm saying. Like, there's no organization. And so I was really glad that I just had you from the beginning, because it's like, anyone could go back and listen to any of my episodes and I would be confident that they represent me and my business the way I want to be represented, which is really important to me.
Well, and you learn from each one you do.
Yeah.
You start to think, okay, I mean, we all start somewhere. I mean, it's like a baby learning how to walk. They fall down, they get up, they keep going. They don't just quit walking.
Yeah.
But I think even if we don't like the way we sounded and we're not quite confident enough, I mean, we wouldn't be where we are now without having to have started. So that's what I love, that even though you had that fear, you just kind of kept pushing through, but you also needed your sister, you needed me, you know, just somebody else to keep you going. And that's okay.
Yes. And the other kind of thing that happened that I would say helped me kind of refine my message and really get confident in it is Abby, she was working for a Supreme Court judge. And so she was traveling for cases. And so there were a few weeks where like we just couldn't make it happen. And so I had to record on my own. And then she just got busy and I had to do a few more on my own. And then actually earlier this year, Abby was diagnosed with colon cancer. And so it was basically like, I just had to do it on my own. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I was fine to do occasional episodes by myself, but like, I really wanted her to be there. And it was kind of nice because I like gradually got thrown into doing more and more by myself.
Right.
And now we're kind of in a cadence where I do basically 3 episodes a month myself and then 1 episode a month with her. Mm-hmm. And the perfectionist consistency person in me is like, oh, that drives me crazy. But it really doesn't matter. And I feel like being forced to record on my own.
Well, really, you were very nervous about it.
Yeah.
Because you told me, you were like, okay, Abby and I cannot get a time to record. This is when she was traveling for work. And you were like, I just don't know what to do. And I was like, just speak. Just say what you know. And you did it. And then now you're just like, oh, she can't come on. Okay.
Yeah. And I got a better sense of the things that I really wanted to talk about and how to frame them for the podcast. And I really do feel like that helped me so much in figuring out what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I have not done the best job of promoting my podcast. That's my goal for 2024.
Mine too.
You know, that's always the other side of creating it. But I will say that in the promoting that I have done, I've gotten really good feedback. Mm-hmm. And so that, and as I have done more, I've gotten more positive feedback.
Right.
And so that really encouraged me to keep going and to be like, okay, I know that this is resonating with the people that I want it to reach. That was really empowering to me too.
Well, and I'm just going to say, you also gained a very ideal client from your podcast. And that is amazing.
Yes. Okay. So let me talk about that, because when I wanted to use the podcast as a marketing tool, I was very clear about that.
Well, and just, you said this a little bit at the beginning, but you don't have just a constant clients coming in. Like, you take on very few clients. So for you to get a client, this is like a big deal.
Yeah.
I had to say that.
Yes. And I know that because what I'm doing is high level and more expensive, it takes somebody longer to see me and consume my content before they reach out to me. I even have people who will message me and say, like, you're on my vision board for this year, right? And so I know that about my business. And so I knew that I wanted the podcast to be a marketing tool, but that it wasn't going to be immediate. I thought, like, yeah, if this can get me a client, that would be fantastic. But I do not expect that to happen right away. I'm sure that it has contributed to me signing clients in lots of ways, but I did have a client in January or February of this year. So about 8 months into the podcast, I would say.
Yeah. Yes, because you launched in May of 2023. Yeah.
And she reached out to me and said, found your podcast. I've listened to every single episode and I knew that I had to hire you. And she truly is probably my most aligned ideal client I've ever had. It has been an absolute delight working with her. I'm like, I would take 10 more of you, you know.
Well, and it's so awesome that she had those things to go back to and listen, because Instagram stories disappear. Not many people scroll through all the Instagram reels and posts and all that, but you can go back. Like, you have this library of episodes that she was able to go through. And that's so awesome. I'm so excited for you.
And she even now will say, okay, I want to talk to you about something that you said on the podcast and how it applies to my business.
Yeah.
It truly has been a great tool for her to use, because the podcast, not to toot my own horn, but I really feel like I'm giving a lot of great value in the podcast. And it's been really cool to see my own client take that and say, okay, help me apply this to my business.
I don't know, how many times have I done that with you?
Yeah.
I just edited this one. We were talking about brand photography. Do I need to go get my pictures done?
Yes. And that's exactly what you hope that a podcast does for you, right? Is that it opens conversations with your ideal clients.
Yeah.
And that has absolutely happened for me.
That's
awesome. Love that.
Because not one person is going to listen to one episode and say, oh, I'm going to hire her. But they are going to go, ooh, I love this person. Mm-hmm. Let me learn more.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go search your Instagram and get a little bit more and, you know, if they want to search all that. But
yes. Well, and on top of that, I would even say having the podcast on my website, like a podcast, like, hey, I have this podcast, I have 50 episodes, has given me so much credibility.
Yes.
That has been, I mean, it is a little bit of an ego boost, if I'm being honest, but I do feel like it has been a great marketing tool, because it's like, I have a place where I publish really deep ideas, like really radical things that I want people to know that make me unique. And I feel like that has been super helpful just in growing my brand awareness overall.
Right. I love it. Cause a lot of times I'll hear somebody and the first thing I do is I'm like, do they have a podcast?
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe because I'm in the podcast world, but still I want to learn more. And I just, that's one of the first things I always do.
It gives you a sense for somebody's legitimacy, I think. Mm-hmm. When you see, oh yeah, somebody can have an Instagram page with 10,000 followers, but then you're like, they don't have a website. They don't have anything else. Like, are they legit?
Yeah.
But if somebody has a podcast where they have 100 episodes, you're like, okay.
You're going to learn a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. This person knows what they're doing.
Yeah. You know? What do you think surprised you the most about podcasting? I mean, I know you kind of said it a little bit, but looking back from thinking about Rebecca 2 years ago going, I want a podcast.
Yes.
And now.
Yeah.
Did you think you would ever be feeling this way about a podcast?
I did not anticipate that I would love podcasting so much. Like I said, it's a really effective and a really easy marketing tool for me, which I love. And it was surprising because I felt like I had a lot of good ideas in the abstract, but it was a little intimidating to sit down in an empty Zoom room
and
just like share that.
Yeah.
Especially because if, you know, like we talk all the time. And so, you know, that I have some strong opinions or hot takes on things, but I wasn't always sure how to express those in a way that didn't just feel like I was being judgy and really facilitated me saying, this is what I do and this is how I can help you. So that was surprisingly difficult and something that I have really enjoyed figuring out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, how do I share my ideas? One thing that has been really, really fun, which is unique to what I do, is how do I talk about visual things in an audio format? And I actually think that's one of the reasons that my podcast works is because I will do these branding challenges, right? Like we did one for my mom, and Abby and I are talking about her personality and how she loves children's books and all these things. And I had so many people tell me, like, I had to pause the podcast to go to your website to see.
To look at it.
Yes.
Oh, I've told you this before, but when I'm editing those, I'm like, I'm not going to look at it because I want to visualize it. And then I want to go look and see. And sometimes I'm like, I can't. I got to go see what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's just so cool because you guys will have to go listen to those episodes. But basically, you're explaining it. And no, you let Abby explain it.
Yeah. I'm like, describe what you see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool because she'll be like, and there's this and there's that. And I'm like, pause. I have to go look.
Yes. Yes. Well, and that kind of works too, because as a designer, right, sometimes I'm using like jargony words, which I feel like I try not to. But Abby, as a non-designer, is like, the colors are super bold. I'm like, oh yeah, that's an explicit way of saying what it is, you know? And so that challenge, I think, has been really good for me.
Yeah.
And I also feel like one of my strengths as not just a designer, but as a strategist and a creative partner is communicating with my clients and really being able to say like, okay, you want your brand to feel really bold. Okay, what does that actually look like? And I can articulate it. And so the podcast has given me a great way to show my clients that I'm good at that.
Yes, very much so.
The other thing that has been surprising, I guess, is, I mean, I mentioned that it has been easy and it's been effective, but I truly enjoy writing and recording my thoughts. And I really love having a place where I can document my ideas. And I didn't think that I would enjoy it this much, but it really is enjoyable. Like it feels like a very sustainable thing for me to do for a long time because I enjoy it.
Yeah. I heard someone say once that it's like an audio journal. Like you have a way of like journaling your thoughts and like getting them out of your head and being able to just say exactly what you think, what you feel, and people just get to know a whole new side of you. I love it.
Yes. And I like that my clients could start at episode one and experience my journey in their own way.
Yeah.
They don't have to just see 2024 Rebecca.
Right.
But they get to experience 2023 Rebecca and see how I've grown over the course of a year, which is really cool.
I love it.
I was going to ask if... what's the most awkward or embarrassing thing that you've heard us say on the podcast?
Oh, gosh. Probably when y'all will start talking about your family members. And I was like, oh, this isn't part of the episode.
We, especially at the beginning, we try to be organized with like, okay, we're going to record the podcast. Now, I would say that is the hard thing about recording with your sister.
Yes.
Is it can very quickly devolve into something else. But yes, occasionally we'll be like, okay, can I just say this thing and we'll dive into some miscellaneous family drama? And I'm like, okay, yeah, don't publish that.
And then 15, 20 minutes later, Abby's like, oh, Allison, you can cut that out. I'm like, gotcha. On it.
Yes.
It's already been cut.
It is really nice, though, having you as, I really feel like you are my partner in this.
Yeah.
And it's nice that I feel like you know me, you know my style, even like you know the way that I speak. And so I really love the way that my podcasts turn out because it still sounds like me, but I sound professional. I sound smart, you know, and it still has my personality in it, you know? So I have liked that we've been able to work together for an extended period of time because I think that has helped that happen.
Well, and I just love working with you. I think that's the beauty of it is one of the things that I focus on, especially with clients that I work with, is I want it to sound like you. I mean, because that's what you're doing is you're selling yourself to work with your clients or customers or whatever it is you're doing. And if you overly edit and if you do too much, well, then you're just, it's like editing a reel. You're not, it's not real.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
And we've experimented with a few different things. Like, you know, I like to do a little intro before the music intro. Anyway, and it's been nice that I've had somebody who's also technically savvy who can help me figure out those details too, because I wouldn't know how to do that on my own.
Yeah. And that's what I always say is anybody could learn how to do it. It's just a matter of, do you want to learn how to do it or do you want to just have someone help you? And I just love it. I love helping you. So I'm so excited. What advice would you give to someone? Okay. Think back to when you first started or even before that.
Yes.
What would you say to someone who's like, I kind of want to start this podcast, but I don't know what to do. I feel like throwing up. They're just worried more about what it would entail, what to do with it, if they should even start it. But these are to those people who have thought about it before, but they have those hesitations because you were there once.
Yes. And I think the most important distinction is asking yourself, like, do I have something to share? Because for me, I would get on Instagram Live. That was one of my kind of marketing strategies, I think, in 2022, is I would get on once a week and just talk for 10 minutes because I wanted to kind of flex that muscle. And so I knew that I could do it. It wasn't always super comfortable for me, but deep down, I just had this feeling like I have stuff I want to share.
Yeah.
I have ideas that I think are worth publishing. And even though I had this insecurity and kind of this like frustration, and I was like, I want to do it, but I don't want to do it. Like, I couldn't get rid of that kind of feeling. Like, mm-hmm. I have something worth sharing and I'm not going to be able to let it go until I just do it.
Yeah.
So I think everyone has to find the right timing for them. Like I said, mm-hmm. I like to do things full out from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to just start recording on the phone. But the bottom line is, if you feel like you have something to share, if you feel like I have good ideas, I have valuable insights, you know, I have personality. I'm not just another faceless zombie on Instagram or Facebook or wherever it is. Then I think a podcast is the perfect format for you. And the right podcast manager can help you make those messages so much more powerful. I feel like that's what you've done for me, truly.
Oh, well, thank you. You've helped me do that. So, okay. So this is kind of a weird question, but what do you think was the hardest part? Other than just getting started, is there anything other that people are like, okay, I know I need to do this. I do, because it's not all the equipment. It's not all the tech. It's not all that. Do you think the hardest part was truly just putting your voice out there? Or was it, I mean, even down to recording and figuring out how to record?
I would say there were some like logistical challenges that they were mildly frustrating to me at the beginning. I really wanted it to be like every Tuesday at 9 a.m. we record.
Mm-hmm.
And we just weren't able to keep that consistent of a schedule. Yeah. I finally feel like now I am ahead of the schedule, right? Mm-hmm. Where I record episodes a few weeks ahead and there's a little bit of lead time. But I also wasn't discouraged by that. I was like, I know that I'm going to figure this out. You told me that, like, you're going to figure it out. I remember the summer, I was like, it's been so hard for me to record. And you were like, summer's always hard. It's okay. You know,
kids are home. Yeah.
It's just your schedule is different. So that was kind of one challenge. The more significant challenge, I would say, and this might sound contrary to what my advice was, but it actually played into it. Even though I felt like I had something to share, there were times when I would sit down to record and I felt like I had nothing to say.
Yeah.
And that was super frustrating because I was like, I know I have something to say, but like, what is it?
Yes.
You know, you kind of get in your head where you're like, okay, let me just, what are the most basic things I want somebody to know? What I have found is I like to write things out first. That really helps think through things. And I have a Google Doc where I'll get an idea and I'm like, oh, I think I have a lot to say about that. And I'll kind of jot down some ideas. And I use that as my inspiration for the podcast rather than saying, okay, I have to record a podcast today. What's it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of that is just thinking of myself as somebody who has a podcast. So I know, oh yeah, I always come up with ideas for my podcast. And even as we have done a year of recording, I'm looking back at my past episodes and saying, okay, where could I dive a little bit deeper into that? What were some of the things that were really fun to talk about or really resonated with people? We did an episode that was about branding in government.
Oh yeah.
Signage. And it's so funny because we recorded it. We felt like it was good, but we were like, maybe that was kind of boring. And it's actually something that I have referred people to a few times. And I'm like, okay, I think I have more to say about this.
Well, and that's one of the things is sometimes it just takes us getting started to know what else we have to say.
Yes.
Because a lot of the times that's some of the questions I get is, what if I don't have enough to say? And there may be times that you don't have enough to say, but that's okay. Because one of the things you said to me is, I think I only have enough to talk like for 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, that's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can give a very good episode and it only be 10 minutes long. That's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get your point across, why do you need all the extra fluff, you know?
Yes. Abby and I could talk for hours and hours, but when it's just me, I typically get my point across faster than that. And I would get in my head about that.
Yeah.
Partially because I'm like, I want every episode to be the same. And you just have to let go of some of that and also see the beauty in like, oh, I have this really powerful podcast and it's only 25 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get right to what you need.
Yes.
So that definitely has helped. There's honestly probably a million little things that I have struggled with that Allison has like walked me through. Just like little tiny tweaks like that where I'm like, is it okay that this episode is a little bit shorter?
Yeah.
Because it's just not my world.
Right. It's just something you wouldn't have known.
Right. And so I'm like, do these all have to be the same? Do these all have to start the same way? So your expertise has been invaluable to be able to say, here's what matters and here's what doesn't.
Yeah. Love that. Well, I want others to hear everything that you have to say because it is amazing. I'm not kidding you guys. She's a genius at what she does. And it's not just about the looks and the aesthetics and all of that stuff. It truly is going beyond it. And your podcast truly is just a wonderful asset for you because it truly does show who you are. And every episode I edit, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's a genius. And then I'll voxer you and go, you're a genius.
I'm really, really proud of the podcast. I hope that's not too braggadocious to say.
No, I am proud of you too. You should be proud because it is amazing. From the day you said you wanted to throw up to now, you are doing amazing and you're only growing and it's so awesome.
Yeah.
So if you want to listen, her podcast is Aesthetically Speaking. Mm-hmm. And where else can they find you? Because I'm telling you guys, you're going to want her in your life because I've hired her many times.
I was going to say, don't follow the podcast Instagram because I've been terrible about posting on it.
Oh, yeah.
But you can follow my branding Instagram, which is at Rebecca Peterson Studio. And I try to share everything there. And I am a super conversational person. So I would love nothing more than to have you listen to the podcast and message me and say, okay, what does this mean for my business? Give me some insight. I just think that's the best.
Well, that is so awesome. Okay, you guys, her episodes come out on Tuesdays, but she has more than 50 episodes right now, and they are all amazing. And you're just so wonderful to work with. And I love you. And I am so happy that we found each other. So
I am too. I feel the exact same way.
And we will meet in person one day.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Rebecca, thank you so much for being on today. And you guys go listen to Aesthetically Speaking.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insights to enhance your podcasting journey. Remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Allison Mitch for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and even more podcasting goodness. And if you're ready to take your podcast dreams to the next level, visit my website at AllisonMitch.com. There, you'll discover resources and opportunities waiting for you. But before you go, here's a special request. If you've enjoyed this episode and believe in the power of podcasting, please take a moment to leave a rating and review. Your feedback fuels the mission and helps others find their path to purposeful podcasting. Until next time, keep podcasting with purpose. And remember, your voice has the potential to impact the world. Together, we'll make it happen.